With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. A group of Republican state lawmakers is asking Democratic Governor Steve Bullock to include a work requirement in a waiver request to the federal government for Montana's Medicaid expansion. Senate Majority Leader Fred Thomas of Stevensville is among almost 70 legislators who signed a letter sent to Bullock asking him to consider the change. Thomas says they want Montana to require able-bodied Medicaid recipients to work at least 20 hours a week to qualify for the program.
Individuals that are disabled, blind, low-income seniors, you know, they need our help. They need our attention. And we should be focusing precious public dollars on people that need our assistance, not just on people that don't want to work.
But Bullock is pushing back. He says the state should continue with its voluntary work or training program as a qualifier for Medicaid. He says a work requirement would cost more to administer than it would save the state in paying fraudulent claims. The White House is allowing states this year to apply for waivers that require people to work before they can receive Medicaid. People under the age of 19 or over 64, and the disabled and elderly, would not have to be enrolled in work training programs or receive a paycheck to qualify. Montana voters will decide whether to make it illegal for one person to turn in another's absentee ballot unless they have a personal relationship with each other. The Republican-led legislature put the question on the November 6 election ballot as a way to prevent tampering and election fraud. The legislative referendum would allow only caregivers, relatives, or acquaintances to turn in another person's ballot. Get Out the Vote groups such as Montana Women Vote, Montana Native Vote, and the Montana Public Interest Research Group that go door-to-door offering to turn in absentee ballots for people would be barred from doing so. Individuals would be fined $500 for each illegally collected ballot. County election officials and voter rights groups say there is no evidence that any ballot tampering exists, and the measure will only disenfranchise voters, particularly the elderly and disabled. Seven people who held a sit-in at the Missoula County Republican Central Committee offices last week to protest the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court have pleaded guilty to criminal trespass. The Missoulian reports members of the Western Montana chapter of Democratic Socialists of America were given a six-month deferred sentence, fined $100, and ordered to stay away from the building. Each was given a chance to make a statement to the court yesterday, and they continued their objections to Kavanaugh's nomination and confirmation after Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and two others accused him of sexual misconduct. Protest organizer Susan Tootie Welker said the opportunity to deliver their message was worth the punishment. She says Kavanaugh's confirmation is a sign that sexual assault reports aren't taken seriously. Northwestern Energy is looking to move six towers that support a key 210,000-volt transmission line over the Clark Fork River after seeing floodwater push three power poles over last spring. The Missoulian reports Northwestern Energy transmission engineer Joe Wolf said yesterday that the overhead transmission line is an extremely important facility to the company. He says the company has lost the line in the past, and it's been out for several months. Wolf says the company has spent over $100,000 to get the line back up. The six single poles will be made of weathered steel that will be mounted on concrete shafts drilled into the ground. Wolf says the new towers will be able to withstand high winds and ice loading. They will be high enough to allow trees to grow underneath.
With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks received nearly $900,000 to combat invasive mussels yesterday. The $837,000 grant comes from the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation and will be used to provide for more inspection-related resources as well as lab analysis and sampling for zebra and quagga mussels, invasive species that can devastate aquatic habitat, dams, and irrigation systems. FWP Aquatic Invasive Species Bureau Chief Tom Wolf says the money has another use, too.
They also provided funding for us to enhance operations at Tiber.
Tiber Reservoir was the only reservoir in the state that showed evidence of mussels and tests back in 2016. But managers say that location is remote, windy, and wide open, which can make retaining staff difficult. So the grant could help keep crews on site motivated. Wolf says the money will
improve how we do things up there. And make it a more pleasant work environment for those folks.
Other funding will also go to Canyon Ferry Reservoir, another body of water FWP deems at risk. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.